A small, delicate-looking flower has been discovered for the first time on one of the Channel Islands. What's known as the white mallow has been found on Santa Barbara Island.
It's a very small flower, about 1 centimeter wide. The petals are very light pink, almost white. It has 5 petals. It's very small. It's kind of deep within the leaves of the plant. It's not real showy. You kind of have to look for these flowers.
Andrew Yamagiwa is a plant biologist who works in the Channel Islands. Speaking to KCLU News from the islands, he talks about finding the white mallows.
It was a total surprise with the nice rains we had this year. I just went out to look around. I was hoping to find some of the rarer annual plants that are already known out on Santa Barbara Island, and it totally was unexpected to find something new. It was pretty exciting. At first, I didn't really know what it was. It hadn't flowered yet. It's pretty hard to tell what a plant is, especially those annuals, until it flowers.
It took a few weeks to confirm the discovery.
My coworker, Sangeet Khalsa, had found a couple more populations, and then the Channel Islands National Park botanist, Dirk Rodriguez, had found a few as well. About a month later, I came back out and it had flowered. I got some good photos of it and consulted with Dirk and also with the retired herbarium curator for the Santa Barbara Botanic Garden, Stephen Juniak, and determined that it was the white mallow.
Eventually, a number of groups of the white mallows were found on Santa Barbara Island.
So far, I think we've found 5 separate populations on the island. I just got an email. My coworkers had found a couple more already. So whatever it is about this year, the temperature, the rainfall pattern, who knows what could trigger it, but it was a good year for them.
The white mallows aren't completely unknown to the islands, but the last known sighting on Santa Cruz Island was in 1888 and Santa Catalina Island in 1902. Because the plants are so isolated between the islands, Yamagiwa says they could be subspecies.
We don't really know how long it's been out there. It's obviously been isolated from these other populations. To make that determination would be up to genetic studies.
Yamagiwa says the big question is, why have these plants appeared at this time? They're from a plant family that's common in desert areas with seeds which can remain dormant for decades until conditions are just right.
We don't really have any way to know for sure, but these plants have been out there for a long time, and maybe they've been out every year producing seed and just growing, but no one happened upon them. Or maybe the seeds have been lying dormant for a very long time, and this was just a good year for them. We don't really know.
Yamagiwa spends days at a time on Santa Barbara and Anacapa Islands. He works for a nonprofit called the California Institute of Environmental Studies. His focus is on a project to restore the native plant habitats for some bird populations devastated by man-made pollution coming from Southern California. He says it's a great time to visit the islands with so many wildflowers blooming.
It's a really good year to come out. I'm on Anacapa now, and the Coreopsis is in full bloom. There's a lot of other really pretty flowers that are starting. Really, there's something flowering out here almost all year round, and this year should be particularly good with all the rains that we've been having.
The biologist says while the drought has left parts of the island barren for the last few years, the rainfall has created some lush, colorful vegetation. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.